I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A, and we are welcoming someone here for the first time. His name is Andy Cook. He's out of the Twin Cities. Welcome, Andy.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's quite cool to be here. First radio thing ever.
Well, we'll try to be gentle with you, Andy. And you are playing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth. You're opening up for Jillian Ray, and showtime is at 9, right?
It is, yes, and it'll be a fun time.
All right. What do you want to start with here?
I will start with the first track off of my EP. It's a song called City of Fortune. Walk with me down the street. Don't look down. It'll lose your feet if they haven't taken from you by now. Show no care for who you are, just a face outside the cars. They go back to their golden pillowcase. In this city of fortune, someday I'll find out where you are. I don't need no riches, just a place to rest my heart. Can't buy love, just loneliness. Take what's yours and then the rest. If you say no, they'll push you to the ground. Try to look into their eyes. Nothing there, I'm not surprised. The emptiness so bare, it says it all. In this city of fortune, someday I'll find out where you are. I don't need no riches, just a place to rest my heart. Tells me, boy, what a shame. No one here ever know your name. I say I may look like a kid and I done more than you ever did. In this city of fortune, someday I'll find out where you are. I don't need no riches, just a place to rest my heart. I don't need no riches, just a place to rest my heart.
That's Andy Cook live from Studio A and a tune from his debut EP, self-titled. Well, Andy, you are in the Twin Cities. Is that where you grew up?
It is, yeah. I grew up in Golden Valley, just outside of Minneapolis. And when I was a very little kid, I loved Elvis Presley, all of those old Elvis movies that, like the one Clam Bake, I think, is one of them. And my mom had this old guitar from when she had learned how to play a little bit when she was in high school, and I would play on that upside down because I'm left-handed, and it only had one or two strings and had like a little Lego piece that I used for a pick. And then I started playing hockey and pursued hockey and was a goalie, so that means kind of weird, and I really didn't listen to music at all.
Really?
Yeah.
You stopped listening to it.
I had my like six songs that I would listen to on loop before games.
All right. Now I need to know what they were.
They were all Coldplay songs. I don't know if I should be embarrassed to admit or not. Old Coldplay though, it's good. And Clocks was definitely my favorite. And I don't know, it just sort of put me in the right frame of mind to play. And then a few years ago, I just was like, you know, I really want to play music. And I heard this Hailey Bonner song on the radio, Raggedy Man. And I was like, oh, for some reason, that guitar, acoustic guitar, just sort of got me. And I was like, I need to learn how to play that. So I learned how to play that song and played it way too many times until people were like, oh, you should probably learn some other songs. And so I learned a couple other songs. And then I was like, oh, I like to write. And so maybe I can write some songs, and tried writing, and I just fell in love with it.
Mm-hmm. So you played hockey for quite a while, but then kind of switched things up a little bit.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still involved with hockey. I like to coach kids and stuff. And it's a fun game, but it's nice now performing and not having to worry about things flying at me. I mean, it might happen, I suppose, but at least so far that hasn't happened yet.
That's funny. I forgot what I was going to ask you. I love the story of that it was a Haley Bonner song that got you interested in playing the guitar. That's pretty cool.
It was. And I mean, Haley is one of my favorite musicians, and so many of my people that I look up to and are influential to me are from Minnesota. And so the chance to sort of be at least becoming a part of the local music scene is kind of mind-blowing almost. I mean, when I recorded my EP, it was with Eric Koskinen, and I'm a fan of Eric, and so like to be playing with him was pretty wild.
Mm-hmm. I know it must have been. I was going to ask you about that because, you know, he's pretty well known around these parts, and he has his studio, Real Phonics Studio, down in the Twin Cities. So how did that come about? How did you end up working with Eric on your first project?
Yeah. When I first got into playing guitar, I was like, oh, I really want like kind of a nice guitar. And for some reason, these like mahogany Martin guitars just caught my eye. And I found a broken one on Craigslist. And so I brought it to Willie's Guitars in St. Paul. And they fixed it and made it left-handed. And sort of in the process of going to the shop, I met Molly Mayer, who has also been just a really, really kind and helpful person to me. And so I started volunteering at the Real Phonic Radio Hour in St. Paul, just selling merch.
And now that's a monthly show that they were doing at, where was that
it
happening?
It was, yeah, it was at the James J. Hill Library. Mm-hmm. And
and Eric and Molly were part of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Eric, for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Eric's band was the house band. And so for the third season of it, I was selling merch. And so that's how I got to know Eric and was just talking to him about music and how I was kind of trying to write songs. And after one of the Real Phonic shows, and Eric was like, oh, well, you should just, you know, record them on your computer so you can see what they sound like. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I can do that. And so I recorded a couple just on my laptop, and I emailed them over to Eric, and he was like, oh, we could record some of these if you wanted. And I thought he meant like just have, you know, nicer solo recordings of me. And as we were talking through it, Eric was saying, oh, you know, you should have a band. Like, these would be great to have a band. And so ended up getting JT Bates and Jeremy Elvisacker involved.
Drummer. And Jeremy, what does he play?
He's guitar. He played guitar and bass. And then my friend Zach Brosey, who's a really good guitar player, played. And so here I was, you know, having only played guitar for 3.5 years. And that was the first time I'd ever played with a band. Mm-hmm. And it was those guys. And it was a really, really amazing experience. And we tracked it all live. Just as full band, and so like Eric would play guitar or bass and do the recording at the same time, and in about 5 hours we had there's 6 songs on the EP, and the 5 that are the full band, we did those all in one night. It was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I bet it was. I'm a little intimidating maybe, because those are some some good players.
I was definitely nervous. Although I'm probably more nervous right now doing this, to be honest. I was definitely nervous, but they were also so supportive, and they made it really easy. It was kind of like in hockey, like when you're around good players and they make you elevate your game. It was kind of like that thing where like the guitar solo at the end of the last song is still the best guitar solo I've ever done, even though I practice all the time. We were going into that track, and Jeremy, you know, after this whole night of they've done all their awesome, you know, music stuff, he's like, it's your project, you need to do a guitar solo. And I was like, I don't know if I can do that. and somehow I pulled one off, and it was fun. It was intimidating but sort of encouraging all at the same time.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a great experience. Well, let's hear another song. What do you want to do next, Andy?
Yeah, this is a quieter song called Pretend. Thank you. look out the window where we stood. I can't tell what's bad or good. Made a deal, I heard you say, we'll meet again another day. I can't tell if you told the truth or if we're victims of simple youth. Firelight disappears, I hear you whisper in my ear. When this comes to an end, will you be mine? All I ask at this moment, can we just pretend? I remember someone said, the heart always rules the head. Knowing not, you sent my way, a silent vow, a twist of fate. Only you had passed me by like a silent breeze. Summer sky, simple smile, crystal clear, I hear you whisper in my ear. When this comes to an end, will you be my friend? All I ask at this moment, can we just breathe?
That is Andy Cook live from Studio A, and sounds like a breakup song, maybe.
I don't honestly know what that song is about, to be honest.
Okay.
But I, you know, a lot of them are about sort of like life can be hard and things happen that are maybe, you know, everybody goes through things that are maybe difficult or we don't know how they'll turn out, but I'm an eternal optimist. So, like, I think in that one, when I'm saying, will you be my friend, it's kind of like, you know, I hope at least everything turns out the way it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you said you've been doing this for about 4 years now, right?
Yeah, I've been playing guitar for about 4 years, and then I'm in my second year of actually trying to make music and play shows, and it's... The community that we have here in Minnesota is really something special. People, you know, at really high levels of success and accomplishment on the music scene are very open to helping others, I've found. And Duluth has been an amazingly welcoming city and very supportive community. And I love coming up here. And so I hope to just keep doing it. And I love playing. It's all I do in my spare time is pick up my guitar and play. And so I'm glad I found it. Even though I found it late, I'm glad I found music.
And so you mentioned that when you were playing hockey that you didn't listen to that much music. When you started kind of focusing on it again, did you start discovering things that you hadn't, you know, were there artists that you suddenly started listening to? Or
I think there were artists and music where, like, I almost couldn't believe I had never listened to it before. Like, music that everybody should hear. Like, Creedence Clearwater Revival. I'm like, wow, like, this is amazing. You know, but I'd never listened to it. And I really love finding music on the local, you know, Minnesota music scene. And I kind of feel like I'm talking about it a lot or maybe even too much. But, I mean, any night of the week you can go out and see a really cool, great show, whether it be, you know, country or pop or hip hop or anything. And I would say my favorite music, though, I like Americana and like British rock and roll. Those don't really go together, but
well, Robert Plant did an Americana album, so yeah. He made them go together.
That's true. That's really true.
Although yeah. I guess they didn't really sound like British rock and roll, but
yeah. But I guess when I think about it, like the Rolling Stones were a blues cover band when they started.
True.
And,
yeah.
So I guess it kind of goes together, and I'm not a loud enough person or like a good enough musician, at least not yet, to incorporate any of that into my own music. But at home, it's fun to just like turn the electric guitar up as loud as people can stand it and play.
And you, I believe I read that when you recorded the EP, you really hadn't played out that much yet.
I hadn't. No, so that was in July of 2015, and I'd played 3 or 4 shows at that point. Just all solo, and it was kind of this thing where I knew that I wanted to make music. I knew that I wanted to do this, and that if I put it in the hands of someone like Eric Koskinen and those guys, that they could make it something, you know, way more than I even knew that it could be. And even when I still listen to the EP, and I mean, hopefully it's okay. I like my songs, you know, and I like listening to them, and I listen to them, and I'm like, man, like, I wrote that song, and like, that's me playing that, and that's like, that's my song, and it's just kind of, it's still cool, and sort of brings me back to that night in the studio, and a few others after that as we were working on mixes and stuff, and I can't wait to do it again.
Mm-hmm. But since you hadn't played out that much before you recorded it, now you're doing those songs live where you hadn't really done it that much before. How has that changed? Have the songs changed at all or evolved since you've been playing them out more live?
They have. I think I'm trying to become better at singing. So like vocally, I'm trying to add more, you know, dynamic or whatever the right word would be, and become a better singer. And then also just the more and more I play them, the more I kind of want to do, you know, maybe it's doing a guitar part a little bit different or changing something up, or maybe sometimes it's an acoustic song and then I try it on the electric guitar when I'm solo, and to try and change it up a little bit. And then when I play with a band too, I really like to give them a lot of creative freedom to do what they think sounds good, because they're most often more knowledgeable musicians than I am, but also it's just really fun to have a group of people together and sort of have the song as sort of just the foundation, but then everybody brings their own part to it, and it's this cool thing, especially when you're on stage, where it's like you're able to communicate through sound, and like one person will hear something and like pick up on that, and then the next person jumps in, and the song can become something totally different. So like on the EP, it's definitely a more country feel and sound. And then the more that I've played them live, that we kind of are working on sort of driving it a little bit more and making it a little more rock and roll, I guess.
So and as you're talking about that, I'm thinking about, hockey and how you work as a team with that, and kind of you're talking about kind of working as a team with music as well.
Yeah, and that's actually a really good analogy, and it's something that I have sort of come to realize, that even playing a show, like the audience becomes part of the team, or like being able to do this and the people helping make this happen are part of the team, and it's kind of like they're songs when I play them by myself, but then when all those other components come in and all those other people is when it becomes music, and it can really bring people together. And I'm always amazed at what music can do for people and for community. And it's like, it sounds cliche, but it truly does cross all, you know, language barriers and different you know, people of all different backgrounds can communicate through music and come together around it.
Well, let's hear another song. What do you want to finish up with here?
Yeah, this last song is the last song on the EP. It's called You're the One. Morning light shines bright in my eye. That fortune's with you in my pride. See it every day, only in my mind. People say I'm crazy and I say they're blind. Bags are packed and I'm on my way. Heading 100 miles down the interstate. Don't know where I'm going, don't know where I'll land. But that's alright, it's a dream I've had. Go where you want to. You're the one who needs you. Go where you want to. Wanna tell me how to live my life? Better looking at me, standing under that line. Ain't trying to be famous, don't need to be known. Just wanna see you grow these seeds I've sown. I don't know, I've been told if I go too hard, I never grow. If I make it to the finish, I'm fine by me. If I fall on the way, that's meant to be. Go where you want to. Go where you want to. You're the one who needs you. And my dreams come true. The time will come to pay up what's due. Clouds will break and I'll see my fate. And hope to God that I'm not too late. If you want to run with me, there's a path up ahead where leads will see. Make it to the finish, I'm fine by me. If we fall on the way, that's meant to be. If we make it to the finish, fine by me. If we fall on the way, it's how it's meant to be.
Andy Cook live from Studio A. And the tune, I think you said, that wraps up your EP. Yep, You're the One. It wraps up your self-titled EP.
Yes.
Well, what's next for you, Andy? So you're going to do a lot more shows? Or?
Yeah. Tonight, playing at the Red Herring here. That show starts at 9, and then next Thursday, for anybody listening down in the Twin Cities, I get to play at the Cedar Cultural Center, actually, which is kind of mind-blowing because it's where I went and saw my first show, and I still have the ticket stub from that.
And what was that?
It was Actual Wolf and Barbara Jean and Chastity Brown.
So even your first show was local stuff.
Yeah.
You've got that local thing going on.
Yeah, and so that'll be... quite a privilege. It's Minnesota Music Coalition event, and Raina Del Cid is the headline act on that one.
Well, good for you.
Thank you. I'll believe it after it happens.
Well, thank you so much, Andy. And as he said, he's playing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge starting at 9 o'clock, opening for Jillian Ray. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Quentin Stille and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.